It's a pleasure to be with you all here once again at Emmanuel Church.
再一次来到以马内利华人教会是我的荣幸，很高兴又在这里与大家见面。
This is one of my favorite churches to guest speak at. Do you know why?
作为客座讲员呢，你们这里是我最喜欢的这个教会之一，你知道为什么吗？
It gives me a chance to practice my Chinese. 加油！
因为每次都有机会可以跟大家学中文，fighting.
I also want to thank Emmanuel Church for allowing me to guest speak. And last time I shared since 2022 to this year, my last series on the Ten Commandments.
很感谢教会在过去的从2022年开始跟大家分享有关十诫的一系列的主日讯息。
I hope you're keeping your prayer because I hope to write a commentary or an exposition on the Ten Commandments and get it published in about 2 years, 1 or 2 years.
希望大家继续为我祷告，因为我希望把这个内容呢整理成一本书在2025年出版。
Since I ran out of commandments to preach on, I have to think of a new series.
因为十诫都讲完了，所以我需要想一个新的主题。
So today, this will be the first church where I will be sharing my first message on a new series entitled Paul, His Life and Journeys.
那今天呢，是我这个一个新系列的第一讲。我这次是在第一个就是客座教会。讲的第一篇道，那这个主题呢，就是保罗，他的生平与旅程。
Now I must admit and confess I have a selfish motivation for this new series.
那对于这个新的系列呢，我必须向大家承认，我有一些自私的想法。
And the reason is because I'm planning a Bible Land tour to visit the cities and journeys of Paul in Greece and Turkey.In 2025.
因为呢，我在就是这个预备一个春季前往希腊和土耳其这个圣经陆地旅行这样的一个项目是在2025年春季。
So this is my way of preparing for this Bible Land tour, and also maybe inviting you to join me on the tour.
那这也是我对这个圣经陆地旅行项目的一个准备工作我也希望大家如果将来有机会的话可以一起参加。
But also it's important in my preaching and in my teaching to balance the Old Testament with the New, and the last was a series on the Old Testament, so now we're going to shift to the New Testament and Paul.
那我也希望在我的主日信息分享以及我的教导上面呢，有一个旧约和新约这样系列的一个内容的平衡。
Before we open in prayer, I want to ask you a question.
那在我们这个开始祷告之前，我想问大家一个问题。
Now this is a little bit of a trick question that professors of religion would ask their students when they take a class on Christianity or the New Testament.
那这是一个比较这个。还有点困难的问题，也是这个大学教授当学生学习新约的时候呢，或者有关基督教要问的一个开始的问题。
So here is the question. Think about it. Who was the founder of Christianity?
你想一想这个问题题目就是基督教的创始人是谁
？Let us open in prayer.
让我们来做一个开始的祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here on this beautiful Sunday morning.
亲爱的天父，真是感谢你在这样美好的主日早晨把我们带到这里。
And as the sun is shining brightly into this room, may your Holy Spirit, your grace and peace be shining into our hearts.
正如阳光照在这个屋子里，愿你的圣灵也照在每一个人的心中。
May your Holy Spirit bind us together in the spirit of unity and peace as we reflect on your word and this great man of God, Apostle Paul.
愿你的圣灵让我们在你里面合而为一，让我们在学习你的使徒保罗一生的时候，真是求你向我们显明你自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Usually, when students answer this question, who was the founder of Christianity, they would say, well, of course, Jesus is the founder of Christianity. Or they might say, well, Peter, St. Peter, the Bishop of Rome, is the founder of Christianity.
那当这个同学们回答刚才这个谁是基督教的创始人这个问题的时候呢，那有时候这个教授就会回答说，哦，当然了，耶稣是这个基督教的创始人，或者彼得，或者保罗。
So, the professor would kind of trick the students and answer the question this way.
那但是教授呢，常常会有一个比较欺骗的态度，让学生们这个得出一个错误的结论。
And the professor would say, no, it was not Jesus, it was not Saint Peter, it was Apostle Paul.
那教授就会强调说，不是耶稣，也不是彼得，而是保罗。
Now this is the professor's way of emphasizing, exaggerating the importance of Paul.
那这是教授呢，用他一个比较这个过分的方法来强调保罗的重要性。
Of course, Jesus is the founder of Christianity.
当然，耶稣是这个基督信仰的创始人。
But Paul is considered the second founder of Christianity.
然而，保罗却被认为是这个基督教的这个创始人，这个第二。
So the first thing I want to share this morning is.On the importance of Paul, how truly important Apostle Paul is.
那我今天早晨就想跟大家分享，到底使徒保罗在这个信仰上有多么的重要。
I know that I didn't realize or appreciate this years ago until I actually learned this from a secular, non-Christian history textbook.
其实，在我几年前一本有关这个西方文明的这个属世的教科书上。在读到保罗这个之前呢，我都没有意识到保罗对我们这个基督信仰的重要性。
Now, some of you may be aware that I am also an adjunct professor at a nearby university, and years ago I started teaching Western civilization. I'm sure many of you probably took that freshman class when you went to college.
我想我们中间的很多人知道我在附近的一个大学教是在那里做教授，那我前段时间呢也教了西方文明这个题目，那我想在座的很多人可能在大学的时候都也学过这一门课。
So I actually learned about the importance of Paul from a non-Christian Western civilization textbook by Jackson Spielvogel.Probably some of you use that in class. It's a very popular Western Civ textbook.
那我其实是在一本这个世俗的教科书上，这个作者叫 Jackson Spielvogel， 这个西方文明这本书上学到了保罗的重要性。那我想我们中间很多人对这个作者可能也是比较知道，因为这本书，这个科目在大学还是比较流行的。
Here's a quotation from the textbook I remember reading, and it's sort of jumping out to my mind.
那我记得就是下面这个选出来的这一节呢，是我当时读这本书的时候，这一段话来忽然在我的眼前变得非常的清晰。
Quote: Christianity began then as a religious movement within Judaism and was viewed that way.By Roman authorities for many decades.
那基督教一开始是犹太教内部的一个宗教运动，而且在一直几十年以来，一直被罗马当局也是如此看待的。
Although tradition holds that one of Jesus' disciples, Peter, founded the Christian church at Rome, the most important figure in early Christianity after Jesus was Paul of Tarsus.
虽然这个传统的介绍呢，耶稣的门徒之一彼得建立了罗马的基督教教会，然而早期基督教中继耶稣之后最重要的人物是大树的保罗。
Paul reached out to non-Jews and transformed Christianity from a Jewish sect into a broader religious movement.
保罗向非犹太人群扩展信仰，将基督教从犹太教派转为更广泛的一个宗教运动。
So both historically and in the Bible, the book of Acts, Paul is really the man who spread Christianity to Gentiles. If not for Paul, you and I would not be saved.
所以呢，从历史上，而且也是在《使徒行传》的记载，我们可以看到，如果不是保罗向外邦人传福音的话，那么我们也就没有机会成为基督徒。
Before Paul came along at the end of Jesus' life and his resurrection and his 12 disciples, apostles, the faith of Jesus was still considered a Jewish group or sect.
那在保罗成为这个使徒传福音之前呢，那耶稣的门徒他的使徒他们传福音的主要对象还是在犹太人群当中，所以当时的基督教呢只是一个犹太教的一个内部的一个宗教运动。
In that time there were several Jewish groups or Jewish sects. You had the Pharisees and you had the Sadducees and the Jesus followers were just a third Jewish group.
那因为当时在犹太人群中有法利赛人、撒都该人，那这个基督徒呢也只是这个旁边的另一群犹太人。
Thanks to Apostle Paul, for the most part, the gospel spread to non-Jews and to Gentiles and became a world religion, not a Jewish sect, but a world religion.
那要感谢保罗，让基督教不仅是成为在就是在非犹太人中，甚至在全世界都成为一个很广泛的一个宗教运动。
So I want to emphasize, I don't know if I can overemphasize,even to my own surprise, how truly important Paul is in the Bible and in Christianity. He is the second founder of Christianity.
所以我想强调，不知道都强调的够不够哈，就是保罗在这个基督教成为这个全世界的这种信仰，它的重要性。
Let's look at the biblical evidence for the importance of Paul.
那我们先从圣经中呢来看保罗的重要性。
Here's one of my favorite charts for the New Testament at a glance.
那这个是我很喜欢的有关新约的一个表格。
As you see, the entire New Testament consists of 27 books, and did you know that Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books, almost half of the New Testament?
所以你要知道，就是新约中一共有27卷书，那保罗呢就写了17卷，那几乎是这个新约的一半。
You'll see in the second row, the doctrinal section, the letters, Paul's epistles or letters, and the general epistles.
那如果你看着新约的后半部分，就是有关新约信件。那就分为两部分，一个就是保罗的书信，然后就是其他的书信。
Now Paul wrote 13 of the 21 letters of the New Testament.
那新约中一共有21封信，其中保罗就写了13封。
According to one Bible teacher, he did a percentage, and Paul wrote about 28%, roughly 30% of the New Testament, I guess in terms of a word count.
也有人做过统计哈，就是如果按照这个数，就是字数来看呢，保罗的字数已经达到了28%，几乎是三分之一。
And did you know half of the book of Acts? The book of Acts is very long, but half of it is devoted to Paul's life at chapters 13 to 28.
那我们也知道，这个《使徒行传》是一卷非常长的书信，长的书信。那中间的后半部分从13章开始都是有关保罗的记录。
Did you know that the gospel writers Mark and Luke were friends, disciples, or associates with the apostle Paul?
你知道福音就是福音的作者马可 以及路加，都是保罗的朋友或者是他的同事。
So I would estimate probably 50% of the New Testament was either written by Paul or one of Paul's disciples or associates. That's amazing.
所以我们可以很安全的说，这个新约超过一半都是保罗或者保罗的朋友或者跟他相关的人，或者他就是相关的人所写出的。
Did you know that much of our doctrine and teaching in churches every Sunday comes from Paul?
你知道吗？我们今天很多的教义以及我们主日来到教会所听到的教导都来自保罗吗？
Probably the most important and famous doctrine that salvation is by grace through faith is from Paul.
那我想就是一个非常重要的这个基本的教导，就是救恩是本乎恩，也因着信，这也是来自保罗的。
Ephesians 2:8, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
就是以弗所书二章 ，sorry， 等一下，我把它，以弗所书二章第。八节，你们就得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And the doctrine of the rapture of the church is from the Apostle Paul, 1 Thessalonians 4:15. I'll read it to you.
那我想就是我们信仰的这个很基本的是在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章十三节，这也是我们基督信仰的一个非常基本的地方。
Here's what he says: According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Some of our most favorite verses in the Bible is from Paul.
那我们就是圣经中有很多我们所喜欢的经文都是保罗写的。
In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
那腓立比书保罗也写到，我活着是为了基督。
You can just paraphrase.
Yeah, 我活着，我活着是为了基督。死了，哎呀，我想 ，sorry， 对不起，
Philippians 1:21, for me to live. Is Christ to die is gain.
对我来说，我活着为基督死了是得胜。
And then a very famous passage that's recited in almost every wedding, 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, etc., etc.
那在每一个这个婚礼上所读的爱的宣言也是这个 哥林多前书十三章，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，这也是保罗写的。
I might even venture to say that, the teaching of Paul and his importance is the big difference between Catholics and Protestant. What's the difference between Catholics and Protestant? I think it goes to Paul.
而且我还想指出的是说，因为有这个天主教和新教之间的很大的区别，其实也是来自于保罗。
I want to show you a picture I took more than 10 years ago. I can't believe I found it. My wife and I, we went on vacation to Rome and to Florence. And here's a picture of St. Peter's Church, St. Peter's Basilica, one of the most famous churches in all of Christianity and the world in Rome.
那我想给大家看的是我十年以前跟我太太，我都没想到能找到这个照片哈，就是在罗马。圣彼得教堂，这个是在基督教很重要的一个历史上很重要的一个教堂。
Now this picture is taken far away at the end of the square, but you can see that the church is it's huge. You see these little dots here are people.
因为这个呢是在广场的另外一头照的。离这个教堂很远，看这种小点点，这上面都是人。
And what really struck me on my tour is that in front of this huge church are two huge statues.
那让我很惊奇的就是这个台阶上有两个非常大的雕像。
These two huge statues are considered the pillars and foundation of the church. Peter on the left.And Paul on the right over here.
那这上面两个，一个是左边就是彼得，右面就是保罗，他们两个人被认为是这个教会的基石。
And so you may say in the Catholic tradition, Peter is the founder of the church, and Paul is maybe a third important apostle, Peter and Paul.
就是从这个天主教呢，我们可以看到，就是说他们认为，这个彼得是他们教会的基石，那保罗呢也很重要，是这个第二重要的使徒。
But in Protestant doctrine and teaching and many ways, we really rely on Paul, not Peter, so much.
而对于新教来说呢，我们常常会来更注重保罗，而没有更多的就是靠着彼得。
Okay, so this is a long introduction to emphasize the importance of Paul.
那为了这个讲到这个保罗的重要性呢，这算是一个非常比较长的开场白了。
Now I want to talk about the life of Paul B.C. before Christ.
那我想跟大家讲一下这个保罗的前半生，就是在基督降生之前。
It's a little bit difficult studying the life of Paul because we get some information from the book of Acts and then some information from his 13 letters and try to put them together like a puzzle.
因为要想了解保罗的生平呢是有点困难的，因为他的一部分呢是在这个使徒行传上，然后还有一些记录是在他的书信里面，所以要想了解他生平必须把这些材料都拿到一起。
So let me share with you some information, his biographical background before he became a Christian, before Christ BC.
那我们想看一看，我们先来看一看在他在主耶稣之前他的人生是怎样的。
In today's scripture reading, for example, we learn, first of all, he was born in Tarsus, a Roman province in modern-day Turkey today.
那首先呢，我们知道他是出生在大树，就是现在呢是在土耳其。如果是现在的地图是在土耳其。
We learn that although he was born in Tarsus, he was raised in Jerusalem, the big city, the main city of the Jews.
虽然呢，他出生在大树，但是他却是在这个很大的这个大城耶路撒冷城长大的。
And he studied under one of the most famous rabbis in Judaism, Rabbi Gamaliel.
那当时他所拜的师门呢是这个犹太教非常有名的加比列的门下。
According to scholars today, Paul was probably born around AD 5, and so his life he's a contemporary of Jesus.
那我们就是如果就是现在历史学家呢认为他大概是85年之前就是在公元85对公元前85年出生，所以那他应该是比较就是在只算现代人。
So it's interesting, although they lived at the same time, they both grew up in Jerusalem. Well, Jesus not so much in Jerusalem, but they were contemporaries. They lived about the same time, as far as we know. Paul B.C., Paul before Christ, never actually met or saw Jesus in Jerusalem or Palestine, even though they lived about the same time.
就虽然他们就是生活的时间，他和耶稣生活的时间差不多，但是呢，他们却没有能够在耶路撒冷或者在那一片有机会见面。
In Philippians 3:4-5,Paul says, if someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee.
那在腓立比书中，保罗也为自己辩护说，其实我也可以靠肉体。若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说，我是法利赛人。
So Paul was a devout Jew, a Pharisee, a Hebrew of Hebrews.
所以保罗呢是一个非常虔诚的这个犹太人，以色列族，他是这个是守律法的，是法利赛人。
We learn in Acts chapter 22 that even though Paul was a devout Jew, he also was a Roman citizen.
那我们也从《使徒行传》22章中看到呢，保罗他不仅是一个虔诚的这个犹太人，而且他也是一个罗马公民。
To obtain Roman citizenship was difficult and rare, and so he was special.And scholars kind of look at Paul as being bicultural, a Jewish but Roman.
就是因为作为犹太人出生在罗马是比较少的，那所以这个学者呢都看到了这个保罗他这个特殊的出身，因为他是双文化的，是又是犹太人又是罗马人。
Scholars, scholars say they learned that Tarsus was a very multicultural and an international Roman city.
那学者也发现呢，就是大树是一个多文化的一个城市，有多种文化的城市。
And Paul spoke three languages: Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
保罗呢说三种语言，他说希伯来文、阿尔米克文和阿拉米克，就是耶稣所生的地方亚兰文啊，亚兰文和希腊文。
This bicultural character of Paul is reflected in his names. He has two names.
那他这个双文化呢也在他的名字上面也有表现。
His Jewish name is Saul.
所以他的犹太名字呢是扫罗。
And his Roman name is Paul.
那他的这个希腊名字呢，就是罗马名字就是保罗。
Some Christians misunderstand that when Saul became a Christian, he changed his name to Paul, but that's not true. He always had two different names, one Jewish and one Roman.
那有人认为是保罗在成为基督徒的时候才改名保罗，其实不是这样，是因为他一直是有两个名字的，一个是犹太名字，另外一个是罗马名字。
The reason why I focus on this bicultural ethnicity is because I'm bicultural too.
那我想要强调保罗的这个双文化的背景呢，是因为我也是双文化的。
And you're bicultural too.
然后你们也都是双文化的。
And you know what? God used a bicultural man to change the world.
神用了一个双文化的人来改变了世界。
So God can use you to change the world.
所以神也可以使用你来改变世界。
Now scholars believe, it's not in the Bible, but scholars suggest that Paul, well, no, actually according to some church traditions, not the Bible, Apostle Paul was martyred or killed for his faith by Emperor Nero in AD 67, probably by beheading.
那就是教会史上也记录保罗大概是由公元67年是在这个尼禄统治下殉道的，很可能他是被砍头的。
We don't have any descriptions of Jesus, but we do have a second century description of Paul.
我们虽然对这个耶稣长的这个长相没有一个具体的描述，然而这个在第二世纪的时候呢，对保罗是有他这个外形的描述的。
Now again, this is not from the Bible, but it's just interesting to think about what did Paul look like.
那当然，这个不是在圣经中记载的，那但是也是一个比较有趣的。如果你想，哎，保罗到底长什么样，这可以作为一个这个了解。
So according to this second century AD description of Paul outside of the Bible, it says this, Paul was a man of small stature with a bald head and crooked legs, in a good state of body with eyebrows meeting and nose somewhat hooked.
就是这个二世纪初对保罗这个外形的描述呢，说是这样，就是他保罗身材矮小，有点秃头。腿有点弯，然后但是他身体状况良好，眉毛相交比较近，那鼻子呢有一些鹰钩鼻。
I really appreciate this description, even though it's outside the Bible, because I'm also small of stature.
我挺喜欢这个描述的哈，因为虽然它不是圣经里对保罗的描述，他讲到保罗身体矮小，因为我也身体矮小。
But I'm not bald yet.
但是我现在还头还没秃。
And most Chinese are, you know, smaller stature compared to Europeans and Americans.
那大部分的华人呢，和这个西方人相比的话，特别欧洲人相比，那我们的个子呢都比较小一些。
You know, Paul must have been in a good state of health and body because he traveled the world. It's just amazing. Three missionary journeys. It's incredible. And he didn't have a car.
那我想，就保罗身体真的是挺好的，因为他就是三次这个宣道之旅哈，而且当时根本也没有车，就他能够这个在做这种世界旅游，他身体应该是不错。
Just as a refresher and to remind you for my Bible Land tour.Coming in 2 years, Paul was born in Tarsus, right here in the modern day Turkey.
那我想给大家再讲一下，就是因为我两年之后的这个圣经这个大陆旅行的起点，就是保罗的出生地，就是大树，也是现在的土耳其。
But he was raised.In Jerusalem, studied under Gamaliel. His Jerusalem way down here.
我们可以看地图，然后他是在被送到去耶路撒冷 加玛列的名下去学习圣经。
And he had three missionary journeys, to west, eastern Turkey, western Turkey, and then all the way to Rome up here.
那他的就是三次旅行，去了西和东的土耳其，然后最后一直到了罗马。
According to scholars, Paul's first missionary journey, he traveled 1,400 miles.
那这个历史学家就是记录呢，说保罗的第一次旅行走了1000多英里。
On his second missionary journey, he traveled 2,800 miles.
那第二次旅行呢是2,800多英里。
On his third missionary journey, he traveled 2,700 miles.
那第三次旅行呢是2,700多英里。
I think that's an incredible amount of traveling.
我认为这个旅行距离真的是非常的让人难以置信。
And this one man changed the world.
然后这一个人改变了世界。
Now let me close with one final question. Why is Paul the 13th apostle?
那我想结束今天的讲道也用另一个问题，就是说为什么保罗是第十三个使徒呢？
When I first became a Christian, this question always bothered me. I said, aren't there only 12 apostles? Where does Paul fit in? Is Paul truly an apostle?
因为在我还是个年轻基督徒的时候，这个问题呢常常使我感到困扰。我想那保罗是个真的使徒吗？那因为有十二使徒，那如果要是算上他们，那他是不是第十三个呢？
According to the scriptures, an apostle was originally one of the 12. Where does Paul fit in?
那因为我们知道，就是说这个使徒呢，都是在最初的那十二个门徒里面的。那保罗在这里怎么样能够就到底他是一个什么样的角色呢？
It says there, right in the Gospel of Luke, one of those days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles.
因为在路加福音六章中记载说，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。
So as a young Christian, it always bothered me, like, how can you have 13? 13 is an odd number. You know, the Bible has to be even. You know, God is perfect, so it has to be perfect numbers. You can't have 13.
那我作为一个年轻基督徒的时候呢，我觉得非常的困惑。那如果保罗是使徒的话，那不就十三了吗？十三是个奇数。那什么那就是不是个偶数，应该偶数才比较平衡，那神不都是弄的是完美的吗？
Well, what we learn is this, that God has his own ways, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways.
然而我们学到的是说，其实神有神的方法，神的道路超过我们的道路。
So the office of the apostle began to change after Judas, the betrayer, killed himself and he died. So now you're left with 11.
那因为这个十二个使徒当中的犹大呢，他背叛了主耶稣，然后他后来又自杀了，所以就剩下十一个使徒了。
So in the book of Acts chapter 1, one of the first things Peter has to do is say, look, Judas betrayed the Lord and died. We must find a replacement. And they chose Matthias to replace Judas to complete the 12 apostles.
那所以我们就看到在这个使徒行传第一章里面呢，彼得就跟大家说，那因为现在这个犹大已经不再有他们中间了，现十一个，所以他们就要再选一个人成为十二个，然后他们就选了其中的一个人叫 Matthias.
So in choosing Matthias to replace Judas, Peter kind of set the guidelines for the office of apostle.
那这个彼得挑选了 Matthias 呢，其实是为这个使徒挑选使徒定立了一个这个蓝图。
Peter says in Acts 1:21, therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, from beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us, for one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗起直到主离开我们被接上身的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。
So an apostle was originally one of the 12, but grew to include anyone who had first hand experience with Jesus, was an eyewitness of Jesus' life, and especially Jesus' resurrection.
所以这个使徒从最开始的十二个门徒就扩展到了当时就是耶稣所在的时候就与门徒常常和主耶稣常常在一起的，特别是见证了主耶稣复活的人当中了。
With regard to Paul, though Paul was not a first-hand witness, eyewitness of Jesus, Jesus did make a special appearance to Paul as Paul was one quote unquote abnormally born.
所以虽然这个保罗呢不是在耶稣生前与他有面对面的第一见证人，但是耶稣确实向保罗展现了一个就是说跟他有个特别的接触。
So Apostle Paul is legitimately a true apostle because Jesus appeared to Paul after the other disciples and apostles.
因为保罗确实是一个真正的使徒，因为耶稣亲自的向他在这些其他的门徒之后亲自的向保罗显现。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 6, after that he, that is Jesus, appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as one abnormally born.
所以在哥林多前书15章，保罗这样写，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
Paul is secondly a legitimate apostle because Paul received a special commission directly from Jesus as apostle to the Gentiles.
而且身为这个外邦人的使徒呢，保罗直接从耶稣那里得到的一个特别的任务，就是向外邦人传福音。
So Paul is not so much a 13th apostle, it's just that the 12 were apostles to the Jews, and the one Paul was apostle to the Gentiles.
所以保罗不是第十三个使徒，而是说保罗被特别的挑选出来，因为那十二个呢是向犹太人传福音的使徒，而保罗是专门挑出来向外邦人传福音的使徒。
Acts 9 verse 15, but the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man, that is Paul, is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings, and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
在《使徒行传》9章15节记载说，主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名， 我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
So Paul is legitimately the 13th apostle, but he has a separate special commission and mission as apostle to the Gentiles.
就是所以保罗是个正规的门徒，他不仅是第十三个，而且他是被特别的选出来向外邦人传福音的使徒。
So today's message is sort of a long introduction to the apostle Paul.
所以今天的信息呢，是有关保罗一生的一个非常比较长的一个这个介绍。
It's a different kind of message sermon. It's not exactly an expository or exegetical out of a scripture verse.
那今天的这个讲道呢，不是一个传统的信息，比如说是一个主题的讲道，或者是一个解经的讲道。
But I think one takeaway we can take away from today's introduction is this.
那我想我们从今天可以学到的一个功课呢，是这如下。
And that is that God used one man, in some ways like you and I, short.Bicultural to change the world.
那就是说，神选择了这样的一个人啊，很平凡的一个人，他身材矮小，然后是双文化的这样的一个人，改变了整个世界。
That means that suggests that God can use any one of us, you and I, to change maybe not the world, but at least our neighborhood, our community.
所以我们可以用在自己的身上，像我们这样一个普通的双文化的普通人，我们当然我们很可能我们也许不能改变整个世界，但是我们可以改变我们所在的社区或者你所在的地方。
I think the second takeaway is this, is that God has his thoughts and his ways that are far higher than our ways and our thoughts.
那我们第二个要学到的就是神的意念高过我们的意念，神的道路该高过我们的道路，他有他的做事的方法。
If I was God, I would stick to 12 apostles. Half of them go to the Jews and half of them go to the Gentiles. Why do you have 13? And it doesn't make sense to me.
我想如果我是神的话，我可能就把那十二个门徒分两波，六个人去给犹太人传福音。六个人去给外邦人传福音，为什么要弄出第十三个门徒呢？
That's why we should learn, let God be God, let the Holy Spirit do His work in our lives. There's an expression in the Bible, it goes like this, man proposes, but God disposes.
那就是说，我们其实要学到的另一个功课就是说，让神做神，让神有神的行事方式。愿圣灵，我们能够顺从圣灵，做神要我们要成就的事。就像圣经说的，我们可以向神祈求，然而成就的却在于神。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们来这个结束祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of this one man, Apostle Paul.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，为你告诉我们这个使徒保罗的故事。
We pray that you would use his life to inspire us to change, if not the world, our community.
我们求神用他的生命作为我们的启发，让我们也许不可能改变世界，却可以改变我们所在的环境。
And to realize that.Your strategies are not our strategies.
也让我们明白主你的处事方式与我们不同。
And to be open to how you would work your will and your plan.
愿我们向你敞开，愿你的旨意成就，愿你的计划得以实现。
We pray in the name of Jesus whom Paul worshipped.And devoted his life to.
我们奉主耶稣基督，就是保罗所委身的那一位神。
Amen. Amen.
Would you please stand? 给你保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。感谢赞美主，请坐，我打散会。